This is in reference to the food sources. For instance, you mentioned last visit Ayurvedic herbal formula Kalash, or otherwise known as Amla.
Mm-hmm.
Have you tested that formula?
Yes. Yes. It was introduced to me as M4 and M5. M4 being the, looked like axle grease, the Kalash.
Yes.
And then the M5 being the large horse capsules like this. And I was told by John Fagan at MIU that those were the very best Ayurvedic medicines they had. And when we analyzed it, there was lots of rhodium and iridium in both of those. John was in awe. He just said, Dave, nobody knows this. And I said, that's right, John. That's why I'm bringing it to you. And so he took it. He took this information, and Hagelin went over to the Maharishi with it and shared this information with him and told him about what we were doing. The Maharishi Mahesh Yogi, who never has endorsed a Western technology, said this is the stuff that will allow us to live 1,000 years. So you know, if you put store in what he says, that's what Hagelin says he said.
It's known as an anti-aging formula. So.
That's correct. And so, you know, it's one of the best sources of rhodium iridium that I've come across, but I understand it's a combination of many, many herbs is the way it's made. So okay. It's a great product, though, as a natural product goes. Amri Kalash, I think?
Amla or Kalash.
Kalash?
It's more often known as Amla after its main ingredient. I had another question about the ECF tea you said was high in oxalic acid. And isn't it true that you can eliminate the oxalic acid when you cook the tea, as you do eliminate that from vegetables that have it?
I guess if you boil it long enough, yeah, you can get rid of the oxalic acid. You know, there's lots of other things in it that would get to be a problem. You're going to say, I'm going to drink this tea and get enough of these elements. But you drink the tea 6 to 8 ounces every day.